time for me now, weekly inspiration, introspect. So what is introspect? It's a self-examination, which is probably one of the hardest things to do, but yet it's so important for each of us to take time to assess exactly what's going on within ourselves and what's going on around us. Life can be very hectic, and so for the year you've set your goals and your desires and your aspirations, and all of a sudden life just kind of takes over. And the next thing you know, it's 6 months into the year. So self-examination is something that we do to assess where we've been so far. Are the things that we have set in motion and planned for actually working? And what adjustments do we need to make? It can also be a place where we can regain balance and control in our lives, because as you know, life happens, and with the best intentions, things begin to get out of control and our lives just take a life of their own and we lose control of the things that are really important. But introspection can also be a time of giving gratitude. Gratitude and appreciation for all good things in our lives. So let me give you an example of introspection and how it actually can be applied. The past couple of years, especially the past 4 months of this year, have been so exciting. And for me, they've been very fulfilling. But yet also for me, all areas of my life have been going full out. I've been playing full out in my life, which is exciting, rewarding, gratifying. But I have to consciously always be aware to stay in balance, make sure I exercise, eat healthy, making sure I'm quieting my mind by meditating, because it's really important to me to walk my coach talk. I work with clients and I want to make sure that the clients that I'm telling to do something that I'm actually doing myself. So my desire was to strengthen my energy and get more grounded and balanced, and as well as to expand goals for the remainder of the year. And I wanted to be so on and so in tune so that I could be a great resource for my coaching clients. So I realized that in order to accomplish this, what I needed to do was I needed to go away. I needed a change of venue. It definitely couldn't be in my office or my personal space or the landscape that I absolutely love where I live. So a retreat was definitely the solution. So my question was how, when, and you know, where was this retreat going to take place, and was it really possible? Would I really be able to find the time? What I did was I used the dream incubation technique to determine what was best for me. And once I did the dream incubation technique, put it there and let it go. And the message that I got over the next several evenings at night in my dreams were these beautiful, large, majestic red rocks. So one night I was having dinner with a good friend of mine and was talking about getting away, and I mentioned Sedona. So the result was putting a plan in motion. And my experience and belief is when something is right, all the pieces of the plan fall into place with little or no resistance. All of a sudden, time became available, resources became available, and all the things just worked out much better than I expected. And the best part was, is I had my friend join me. And yes, we had a great time. But what I learned during my retreat was my introspection showed me that replenishing, restoring, and taking time for me was the solution. Because all my goals were intact, my direction was the right direction, I just needed time for reflection, meditation, and restoring my resources. So the red rocks and hiking and hiking and more hiking, getting back to nature and sitting by the falls and listening to the water and the soothingness of the sound of the water trickling over the rocks, just being quiet and appreciating nature, the animals, the jackrabbits, the butterflies, and observing the majestic beauty of the desert was just such a blessed retreat and what I really needed. I got everything that I needed and more from that trip. So my dream and desire for you is to take time to look inside. Listen to what you hear your body, your mind, your soul is saying to you. Take some time to find your balance. Make sure that you have time to just reflect on the things that you've put into motion are actually working and there's no adjustment. And as I said, my desire for you is to take some time to find your balance so that you may achieve all that you desire in life and accomplish everything that you desire for this year so that you can have that feeling of fulfillment. Dream, believe again, and achieve.